Good morning. This is Dr. April Armstrong from Business for Doctors. Today we're going to unravel some of the banking mysteries such as LVR and leverage ratio. Many health professionals lack an understanding of the banking industry, and in return, many banking industry professionals lack an understanding of health professionals. Terms like LVR are mysterious three-letter acronym, just like the three-letter acronyms we have in medicine. As a result, applications for finance can become frustrating, and due to the paperwork and information that is required, often doctors balk at looking at investment properties. During the global financial crisis, an excess of over-leveraged properties resulted in major losses to both investors and banks. Since then, there has been an overhaul of the banking industry, and governments are attempting to enforce these responsibilities within the banking sector, so they have a legal responsibility both in lending to appropriate customers and managing their own risks when doing so. LVR is the amount of contribution by a bank to a loan. For example, an 80% LVR means the bank will only lend 80% of the value of the asset. The borrower will then need to deposit 20%. A 95% LVR means the borrower needs a 5% deposit. Leverage ratio is a banking term which describes the ratio of asset value to bank borrowing power from another bank or institution. So if a bank has a 10% leverage figure, a bank asset worth $100,000 can support $1 million in lending. The extra money is borrowed from other financial institutions. Secured lending is lending that's made against an asset, such as property or a car, and that asset can be seized if there's a default on the loan. Unsecured lending is lending that is made without security, traditionally things such as credit cards. The risk in banking terms is the gamble that the bank takes in recovering its funds in the event of a default on the loan. Secured lending is traditionally lower in risk, and therefore there, because there is an asset to sell. Unsecured lending is obviously higher in risk, and the interest rates, fees and bank charges reflect the level of risk to the bank. Banks are regulated to allow for a percentage of unsecured and secured lending. Mortgages as secured debts have been typically seen as a 50% risk. In other words, the bank only calculates 50% of the debt as being at risk of default, whereas unsecured lending is 100%. The bank can then use the asset it has secured under a mortgage as leverage to borrow money for other purposes. In simple terms, the property that is securing a housing loan is also securing the bank's borrowings for other loans, such as unsecured loans. With property only having a 50% risk, the leverage from property for the bank is twice that of other assets such as vehicles. Property financed at 50% risk doubles the bank's capacity to borrow. A $1 million property means the bank can secure $2 million in lending. Historically, there's been some changes in the banking industry, with the Reserve Bank performing a financial stability review in October 2015. New criteria was introduced in July 2016, with recommendations resulting in a tightening of serviceability criteria. Serviceability is the ability of a person to repay their loan. Banks required to calculate a 2.25% interest increase into the serviceability of a loan prior to approval. This means a customer would need to be able to support an interest rate higher than the market rates at the time the loan was agreed on. At present, a base service interest rate is about 7%. Living expenses are now highly scrutinised to avoid overestimating a customer's cash flow, and investment loans have been hit the hardest, with the banks now buffering all potential current customers, no matter how old. Serviceability of all borrowings, old and new, is examined. This resulted in a downturn in acceptable investment loans, and in some cases, the negative gearing of loans was not taken into account at all. This certainly has affected doctors' ability to be able to borrow large amounts of cash. Banks have now greater accountability for their lending, and LVRs are calculated accordingly. Thankfully, the customer base of medical professionals were not the main source of the problem during the GFC. And as such, we still have the ability to obtain 90% LVR without mortgage insurance from most banks, and even higher LVRs with some other financial institutions. Weighing up the benefits of a high LVR against bank fees, setup costs, and interest rates is really important, especially when you're looking at an investment loan. High LVRs and high interest rates are all negative geared against taxable income, but just having a negative gearing against your taxable income doesn't give you your money back. The bank recognises that health professionals are lower in risk and they are good for business. So hopefully we can continue to have a good relationship with our banks and good borrowing capacity. That's all for today. I hope that helps unravel some of those banking mysteries. Until next time.